Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Ethan, welcome back, and great thread on Twitter. Great stuff, particularly with Delaware County Republicans. But don't you think part of this is just comforting to people? We don't want to hear that Pennsylvania is a blue state.
Ultimately, Dom, I think people are looking for excuses for why Republicans as a party didn't do well. And it's always easy to say that the problem wasn't our fault. And I got to be honest, Republicans didn't vote. And we got to look in the mirror and understand why Republicans didn't turn out to vote in the 2022 midterm election. A lot of people are pointing fingers at mail-in ballots, saying that mail-in ballots have made it impossible for Republicans to win. And Dama, I just don't think that's true. And I did the legwork to go through all the data to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this, though. Doesn't it give, unless we come up with what you recommend, and I do too, I agree with you, we know their vote is not necessarily going to show up on election day. And with the mail-in ballots, this is the great equalizer for Democrats. It gives them a new edge that they didn't have before.
The reason it gave them an edge was because mail-in ballots was rolled out during a pandemic. And a lot of Democrats were scared to go vote in person, scared to do anything in person. So it gave them a tremendous opportunity to use a global pandemic to get as many Democrats as possible to enroll to vote by mail. And the reason that's important is because the vote by mail law says that every year the county has to mail you another application to vote by mail again, meaning it's essentially a taxpayer-funded way for the Democrats or any party to get their voters to re-enroll to vote by mail. So if you have a million Democrats that voted by mail this past election, that means that there's a million Democrats who are about to get an application to vote by mail again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get to the innards of what they did in Delaware County, and the analysis is as good as anything I've seen that Republicans can replicate, just theorize a little bit. What is it about Republicans that they didn't contest in this? Our own Liz Priate-Havey has been saying that for a while. Were they afraid? I'll admit, as I was a little bit early on, you know, we hate Act 77. We hate this stuff. It's open to more shenanigans, et cetera. You're kind of afraid to say we got to endorse this. We have to outdo them on this. Is that what Republicans were thinking, or were they just lazy?
I think Republicans are suspicious of government, generally speaking. And when you roll out a new government program that determines the franchisement of power, I think a lot of people are suspicious. But what I think Republicans have to understand about voting by mail is that today in Pennsylvania, I can go to my polling station, not show any ID, and I can vote. We have no voter ID law in Pennsylvania. But the only way that I can vote by mail in Pennsylvania is if I provide ID. I have to provide my driver's license number or a social security number. Otherwise, my mail-in ballot won't count. That process is more secure than the in-person process we have today.
All right, so Delaware County you focused in on. How did you find this nugget? I mean, you're a guy with a great eye, and you looked at some of these competitive state house races there. And as I understand it, that when they were going door-to-door with their volunteers and paid canvassers, they carried with them mail-in ballot applications, right?
No doubt about it. And it is completely legal for anybody in Pennsylvania to carry an application on them and say, hey, Jimmy, why don't you fill out this application to vote by mail? There's nothing wrong with that. We should be encouraging Republicans to vote by mail. But what made Delaware County stand out was something interesting. So Pennsylvania has 67 counties. And what I did was I went through everybody who applied to get a mail-in ballot. I looked at Democrats. Every single day of the year, I looked at how many Democrats in each county applied for a mail-in ballot. And then I looked at when they returned their mail-in ballot. And there was a very consistent pattern across Pennsylvania. It was that two-thirds of Democrats in a county applied to vote by mail in the spring. And the reason is because that's when the county is statutorily obligated to send those people an application to say, do you want to do it again? So essentially, two-thirds of the Democrats that voted by mail, the government taxpayer money did it for them. The Democrats didn't have to lift a finger. Maybe they sent a couple texts. Maybe they did a robocall, whatever. The remaining one-third of Democrats who enrolled to vote by mail, it happens late fall, the last 2 weeks of September, first week of October, because it's the fever pitch of the campaigns. People are paying attention. They're saying, I want to make sure I vote. I'll do this vote by mail thing. So when you look at all of Pennsylvania's 67 counties, 66 of them had this same pattern. Two-thirds of the Democratic applications come in the spring. One-third of the Democratic applications came in the fall, except for one county, one magical county, and that was Delaware County. They had the majority of their vote-by-mail applications from Democrats happen over the summer. And what made it stand out like a sore thumb was that in all the other 67 counties, barely anybody enrolled to vote by mail. So the Delaware County Democrats, they did something. And I'm not alleging that they did anything nefarious, anything wrong. They just used elbow grease and worked a plan all summer to get their voters to enroll to vote by mail. And Republicans need to be doing the same thing.
Do you see any signs of it? One sign to me is I have gotten no one bothering me on social media when I endorse this. Ethan, when you've been on before, et cetera, this is what Republicans have to do. Do Republicans get this? And if not, what's the stumbling block?
I think part of the process is helping people understand how many fail-safes there are in the process to make sure that your ballot is counted. The fact that mail-in balloting is the only place where you have to provide ID in Pennsylvania to vote tells you a little bit that there's a lot of security there. I've tried to think through, how could fraud happen? Fraud can happen in two places. Number one, some guy somehow manages to steal thousands of driver's license numbers, fills out the applications unbeknownst to the voters, and then just completes them himself. Or if there's some type of vast conspiracy within a county courthouse to not count ballots. And if you're a Republican within the listening audience, we have 67 counties in Pennsylvania. 80% of those counties are controlled by Republicans, meaning that Republican appointees are the ones overseeing the election boards. Those counties have no interest in tossing Republican ballots. And on top of that, in our listening area, where a lot of the counties may be run by Democrats, the Democrats likewise have no interest in seeing ballots get tossed because at this point, nearly a majority of their voters are using it. So they're incentivized on both sides to let the votes count. So you've got a secure process that requires some type of ID. And I think that there's enough fail-safes in the bureaucracies to make sure that these votes are counted.
So, Ethan, though, why did Republicans not show up on Election Day? Do you have a sense? If they're just turned off by Oz and Mastriano or something like that, then go to hell. I mean, this to me, it's easy for me to say. I don't have to do what you're doing. But, I mean, the stakes are so high. Give me a break, particularly in the Oz-Fetterman race. That's where I'm centralized. Is it that they get sick, something comes up? I mean, what's the excuse for not showing up on Election Day when that was your plan?
Yeah, I think the difficult thing is that there's no easy answer. When there's a catastrophic failure, when a bridge collapses, it's not because of one thing that happened. That's why the bridge collapsed. First, this little bolt breaks. Then that bolt causes this thing to break. And then it was a series of factors that I think led to enough Republicans not voting. Number one, I think you hit it on the head. A lot of Republicans had issues with our candidates at the top of the ticket. It is what it is. Nothing you can do after the primary, but it gave pause to some Republicans voting. Another thing is that while abortion never showed up on the top five of any poll that I saw of issues that voters care about, Democrats did a great job explaining why they thought it was on the ballot. And I think it gave enough Republicans pause to say, if I'm voting for a Republican, am I voting for an abortion ban? I think Republicans did a horrible job explaining what abortion meant in Pennsylvania. Today in Pennsylvania, late-term abortions are legal. And we had no effort educating Pennsylvanians that's the case. Instead,
and let me ask you there, why? What in the world? That's just criminal, almost incompetency on that. I agree with you. Why? Why would they not do that?
Dom, I don't know. I know that 80% of Pennsylvanians oppose late-term abortion. And we should have made the election a referendum on late-term abortion. And instead, the Democrats seized the initiative and made it a referendum on should abortion be legal. And half of Republicans in Pennsylvania think some form of abortion should be legal, whether it's rape, incest, life of mother, whatever it might be. We lost the momentum on that issue. A lot of people point their fingers at mail-in ballots. That was not the reason. You know, Republicans need to be doing it. That's not what cost us. I have heard a lot from Republican voters that, you know, I appreciate President Trump. He taught Republicans how to fight. I'm glad he was president. It was one of the best presidencies ever. But I don't know if I got another 4 years of that in me. And if I'm voting Republican, am I bringing him back sooner than I want? And they couldn't bring themselves to vote Democrat, so they just said, I'll stay home. All of these four things can be fixed. I got a fifth reason that scares me. My fifth reason is, are we post-political? Meaning religion, politics is a religion for the left. For conservatives, we've got our own religions. You know, we don't think politics is our religion. My fear is, what if enough conservatives have said, you know what, government is so broken, nothing's ever going to change, I'm out. I'm going to go buy five chickens, I'm going to raise some chickens, I'm going to have a garden, I'm going to homeschool my kids, and I'm opting out of the system and I'm not voting anymore. That scares me. That's the kind of thing that takes a while.
Is that a gut? What evidence do you have of that?
Just things that you hear from friends that, you know, living in places like Doylestown or living in places like Media, places that are ground zero for your traditional suburban neighborhoods. And, and they're the ones saying, I'm out. I'm homeschooling my kids. I don't trust the public school system. I think gardening's cool. I'm going to go start some raised beds this summer. You know, people, I think the pandemic really scared people. We saw what happened with these long supply chains. We see what scarcity looks like. And people are saying, I don't want to rely on the government for anything anymore.
I hope that last one. Yeah, I wanted to go back to the to ask you, though, aren't you consulting with campaigns? Would you have known enough? I have to admit, I don't think I would. I would have taken this approach, though, if I were closer to Dr. Oz, and I was fairly close, Ethan. I would have counseled him on a better answer on abortion that I think the two of us could craft so that he wouldn't stumble and say what he said about local politicians being involved. And I would have said on that, if the moderators are not going to go after Fetterman and beat it out of him, you know what? You got to take a risk. You have to exactly what you said. He's the radical in this. Oz had the moderate position in this.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I just don't think that as a party, we did a good enough job supporting our candidates to position them to be able to fight on an issue like abortion. We left them hanging out to dry because they didn't have the background. We weren't shaping the environment to educate people in Pennsylvania about what the stakes of the election really was about when it came to abortion. Pennsylvanians don't support late-term abortions. And if that is the message we're educating voters on, we're going to win on that.
It has to be done carefully, though, you know, because of the media battlefield. They're going to say you're only saying that because of how radical. When you have a Mastriano there saying no exceptions, Ethan, that kind of poisons the well, too. I mean, doesn't it have to be something going forward? Republicans have to stop a candidate who says no exception to abortion under any circumstance. That can't be a candidate at the top of the ticket.
I agree with you, Dom. You know, we've got a guy down in Florida who just beat Mickey Mouse.
Right.
That guy, Ron DeSantis, figured out how to beat the biggest corporate brand, not only in America, but the world. And that guy gave us a roadmap for how to fight back. And we need to be taking our cues from him.
That is so well put. Study it granularly. You're exactly right. Now, where did people follow you on this? And particularly this Delaware County stuff was incredible. You don't have to be a political nerd to follow this. It's the roadmap. Where do they go?
I am on Twitter. It is Athen underscore K, and that is where you will find me. And on my Twitter feed, I'm talking about politics. I'm talking about CYO basketball. I could use a couple practice tips from you, Dom, before we hang up. The third and fourth grade St. Mike's boys are looking for some practice techniques.
All right, I'll give you one now. It may be kind of dirty pool. I'm a big man-to-man, and you tell your kids at any age level, your man scores, you're responsible. But something else, if you're playing a team that doesn't shoot too well, you just pack in the zone. I mean to even 8 to 10 feet and demand that they shoot the other team. They'll go wild shooting the ball, but in the end, they won't be making a whole lot. You have to get
play the zone against poor shooters.
And you got to get the rebound, though. You're packing it in. You're luring them in. It's like psychology to shoot the ball. It works every time with younger kids.
We've got 3 fourth graders that are over 5 feet, so I think we might be able to pull that off.
Oh, well, that's it right there. Absolutely packing it in. So what's your record so far?
So the season doesn't start until January. We're still in practice. We practice on Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
Oh, all right. I may have to, if you have any footage, I might like to see that. I might have a further tip.
I'll get you some practice, Phil. I'm going to send it to you. I'll send it to Jay Wright. We'll get this figured out.
All right, Ethan, thank you. Thanks very much.
See you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.